Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday. That means that it is the official Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back, Carl.
Of course. And we have to also acknowledge that our good friend, Wade Johnson, is now married. And I guess when we have him on the show next, we have to refer to him as Wade Nails now, right? He took Julia's last name, didn't he?
We're gonna
have to break his chops a little bit. Anyway, so congratulations to Wade and Julia. I hope your wedding was a wonderful one, and you guys are basking in the sunshine somewhere on your honeymoon. So there you go. Okay, lots of good things to talk about, especially my blog post. You know, I'm forever injuring myself, Rob.
Yeah, I had heard. I'm sorry to hear it, but
it was baffling to me until I went to the chiro and he started asking me questions. I thought I woke up with this one morning because of the way I slept with my head. I woke up one morning, and we all do this from time to time, especially when you use things that help you sleep, and you go into deep sleeps where you could like sleep on a knife and you wouldn't wake up. And I slept with my head crammed against the headboard into the pillow. And I woke up that morning, and I thought that that was what had caused my problem. But then after talking to my chiropractor, he said it was actually something that I did about 2 weeks before the pain showed up, which was I did warm-up power squats with a cell phone in the crook of my neck talking to a friend of mine. So the pain in my trap radiated into my entire shoulder, all three heads, into the portion of the pec that inserts underneath the shoulder, and all the way down the tricep into the brachialis when it first happened. And the pain was so bad that just coughing was, I would have to hold my cough back because it would hurt so bad. Now, the pain is not nearly as bad as it was. The pain is only there now when I train, but my right arm is so much weaker than my left arm. It's just scary.
Right.
But you know what? I blogged about it today while I was in the sauna.
Yep.
After my workout. And, you know, you just have to look past it. You have to recognize that this will pass regardless of how long it takes. And you have to continue to train past it so that you continue to make progress regardless. And that's all you can do because there's always going to be setbacks, whether they're physical, whether they're, you know, life throws a curveball at you. There's always going to be setbacks. So that's it.
Real quick, how much bigger is that left arm than the right arm right now?
When you say arm, you mean as a result of the injury?
No, you had done.
My arms have not lost any size. In fact, they're both they've both gained 3/4 of an inch now.
Beautiful.
So, and I haven't posted follow up pictures yet, but I will probably later on this week. I just haven't taken the time to take them. But my arms look so much different; it's unbelievable from that one session.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it worked. And you know what? Call it temporary. Theoretically, if I stop training tomorrow, in 3 months I'll lose size in my arms, but the rest of my body. So call it temporary if you want, but there's no doubt in my mind that my arms changed from that single training session.
2 weeks later, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not inflammation because I haven't trained my arms since last Wednesday.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay.
Glad you had success with it.
And you know, to let a little cat out of the bag, there's a logo being designed. We have a new platform that just was installed that we'll be testing later today. We now have a section of the Superhuman Radio website. There's so much going on. The website itself is being redesigned, but in the meantime, while we're waiting for the new design to come out, which is going to be a much cleaner, less chaotic-looking website, we are launching the Superhuman University, where you will be able to attend 1-hour audio seminars put on by amazing people, including Rob Regish and Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale. We've got some really, really big opportunities lined up for you. And these are going to be very inexpensive, like $9.95 to participate. And you will come away feeling that you spent your money well. Plus, each time we do one of these, they'll end up being a CD on the website for those people who couldn't attend the live. But when you do attend the live, you'll have a way to ask questions so that we can get your questions posted to the speaker. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity, I can promise you. There's going to be some groundbreaking discussions that you're not going to hear anywhere else taking place in the Superhuman University. So that's coming soon.
Terrific.
And that's where we're going to launch, by the way. I've gotten emails from a lot of people saying, when are you going to share with us Rob Regish's protocol? Because so many people want to use it. They're like, I don't care if it's temporary. If I can add 3/4 of an inch to my upper arms in one, 3 to 4 hour training session, I'm down with that. How do we get it? Well, you're going to get it at the Superhuman University. That's where it's going to be.
You didn't even run the full thing. You ran about, half, 3/4?
Yeah, I wanted to get out of the gym. It was my day off that day. I wanted to hang out with Elisa. You know what I mean?
I don't blame you. And
you know what? I guess in retrospect, I would have been a lot stronger had I taken the full rest periods that I was supposed to.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. I rushed it. So I took a 6-hour session and made it 3 hours and 44 minutes. But look what happened. So that just goes to show you. You don't have to do it for six.
3/4 of an inch is nothing to sneeze at.
No. Not at all. Yeah. And, a lot of people said, people I respect said, it's baloney, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here right now. My arms look so much different than they did before this training session. I just can't believe it. And I'm not hyping it. I'm not saying this I'll show you the pictures. I promise I will tape my arms tomorrow and put them up there again. I have not lost the size. And my bicep never used to pop out at the top, at the origination. I guess that's the origination, right below the shoulder?
Origin to insertion.
That's the origin? Okay. Okay. So it never used to pop out up there. Never, ever, ever. And now it's like a long sausage. It pops out all the way up there. I never did that before.
Yeah. People can argue all day. It's inflammation. It's muscle tissue. It's not muscle tissue. But the fact of the matter is, it's not that your arm looks bigger. The fact is, it is bigger.
Absolutely.
You can call it whatever you want. But 3/4 of an inch is 3/4 of an inch. The general public is not going to know the difference what it is. They just know it's a lot larger.
Yeah. And you know what? And a couple people said to me, how often can you do this? Well, what if you just did it once a month? If you have a weak spot, and for me, my arms are my weak spot. There's no doubt about it. I've got a really wide back. I've got a beautiful round shoulders. My chest needs some development, too. That's the next thing I'm going to go to as soon as I overcome this injury. My arms have always been dissatisfying to me. When you look at somebody who looks like a bodybuilder, one of the things that sets them apart from just an athlete is they usually have really, really good upper arm development. And I've never had that. And now I feel like it's within reach. So even if I did this every other month and I could add, and let's say the next time I do it, I don't get 3/4 of an inch. Let's say I only get 1/4 of an inch. Who cares?
Now you're up to a full inch.
Yeah. And if I did it every other month, that means by the end of the year, I could add 1.5 inches to my upper arms. That's pretty damn good to me for a guy who's had no real growth in his arms for years.
Yep. Great stuff.
Okay, so I don't know what that buzzing noise is. Do you hear that? Hold on a second.
I don't hear it.
Holy mackerel. Look, we have to take a commercial break anyway. Let's do this. Let's take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots of questions from listeners. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you have not entered to win $600 worth of free product from Muscle Gauge Nutrition at the Superhuman Radio website, what the hell are you waiting for? Get over there. The drawing occurs at the end of the month on the 31st. And the winner will be emailed and come on the air and will be awarded their $600 worth of great products over there, by the way. Whey proteins, you know, weight gainers, sports supplements, multivitamins, everything you can think of is at the Muscle Gauge Nutrition store. So check it out. Okay. Rob.
Yeah.
We have lots of questions here, and we have all the time we need to get them all answered, just so you know. Okay.
Oh, good.
All right. So let's start out with, we have a female listener, Heather Kruskamp.
Right.
She says, "Hi, Rob. I finally picked up an inversion board you and Carl have discussed in past episodes. I really enjoy being upside down and use the inversion board every day after work. It's almost like having a cup of coffee." She's right. Is this something that you've experienced? And if so, what's causing it? Also, congrats on the new product launch. I'm thinking of picking up some Synthogen. Are you working on anything new in terms of supplements? Let's go for the first question first. What's your experience with spending time upside down?
Well, she's got something there, doesn't she?
Yeah.
One of the first things that I noticed after, and I picked this up on a past episode from you, I went out and bought an inversion board. And very quickly, what you will notice is there is a stimulatory effect. Now, I'm going to be very honest and say I don't know what the physiological mechanism is involved, but I suspect.
But we could deduce it. Go ahead. What do you suspect it is?
You know, blood flow to the brain.
Bingo.
Is in the first thing that jumps to my mind. You know, when during the course of a normal day are you going to have that kind of rush of blood and therefore nutrition and nutrients to the brain?
Bingo.
You know, and she's absolutely right. It is. It's almost like having a cup of coffee. It's a great way to start your day. I personally do it in the morning just to decompress and get that, you know, get up and go type feeling. So I'm very glad, Heather, that you've benefited from it. I think it's a terrific thing to do. Secondly, with respect to new supplements, you know, Synthogen is brand new, so I'm focusing on that right now. And gratefully, the feedback has been terrific. I am working on a restorative, let's call it, anti-aging longevity type compound. And I know, Carl, I shared one of the ingredients with you.
Right.
I've actually been
using it in very, very small doses before bed. It's amazing.
It's strong stuff.
Yeah.
And I've got a sample of the full formula out to Gareth Denyer down there in Texas. Now, that's a ways off. But for right now, I'm focusing on Synthogen and doing what I do best, which is support my people that invest in Blueprint. So
there you go. Okay. Now,
yeah.
My experience with the inversion board, and I've been using it for many, many years now. And first of all, inversion actually has an anti-aging effect on the brain. It will keep the brain size where it belongs, as opposed to as you age, your brain shrinks. And it does definitely increase blood flow to the brain. And this may be where you're getting that stimulatory effect. Now, I will say this. When I first started using an inversion board, an inversion table, I noticed that stimulatory effect. I don't notice it any longer. And I have a suspicion that the more often you invert, the less likely you have that stimulatory effect, because those areas of the brain that are feeling that inrush of blood, those blood vessels remain more dilated throughout the day and don't cramp down, so you don't have that sudden change, if you will. I use mine before bed, as well as first thing in the morning.
Interesting.
Dr. Wynn Wenger came on the show and talked about inversion's ability to reverse the aging of the brain many years ago. And he said the best time to do it is right before bed, because you decompress before you lay down. But more importantly, you get that blood flow into the brain before you go to sleep, and you sleep better. I don't know that I notice sleeping better, but I do it from time to time before bed. But as you pointed out, I always do it first thing in the morning. After I do my cardio, I get on the inversion table, and I hang there for probably real time. Maybe 7-8 minutes. I don't do it as long as I used to. I just don't have the time to.
Right.
But, you know, you're definitely ready for your day after you do that. No doubt about it. I think it's a great thing. I really do.
It is.
Also, Synthogen is good for women?
It is. There's nothing hormonal about Synthogen. It is not a test booster, per se. It will improve your testosterone to cortisol ratio if you're a male, by virtue of the fact that there are actives in it which will cut cortisol if taken prior to the workout.
Okay. All right, Matt Beatty has a question. He says, what do you think of barbell complexes? Are they good for hypertrophy or conditioning or both?
This is a great question, Matt. And just as a refresher, the barbell complex is typically used as a replacement for, let's say, interval training or high-intensity cardio or bodyweight circuits. I think it's infinitely more effective than bodyweight circuits, for sure, that you typically see prescribed in gyms by a lot of personal trainers. But as an example, if you're taking a barbell loaded with a lightweight, let's say 135 pounds, it's typically done for you rotate through 6 exercises for about 6 reps each. So you would be moving from a barbell squat to a push press, to a front squat, to a wide grip upright row, into Romanian deadlifts, and then finish off with conventional deadlifts. You would rest 1 minute in between sets and repeat that two more times.
Only 1 minute in between sets?
Yeah, it's a very fast-paced form of, you know, total body conditioning.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a CrossFit slash Tabata slash all of those things that are designed to combine aerobic and anaerobic activity.
Yes. Now, I do think there's one thing that you need to be mindful of. Typically, barbell complexes are prescribed at the end of a workout. They'll call them a finisher of sorts. Given the fact that you're performing things like squats and deadlifts and Romanian deadlifts, there's a lot of core work involved there. So what I'm saying is, if you have already done heavy work for your abs, heavy squats, heavy deadlifts, just be mindful of that and pick an appropriate weight, because once the abs are compromised, you risk injuring the lower back, picking up a lot of the slack. The bottom line on this movement is I see it more as a finisher and a conditioning exercise. I'm not saying it won't lead to hypertrophy. I think it will. But you need to be careful about how often you perform it. I like to perform it, let's say, once every third workout, I think would be a good frequency for this exercise. And look at it more as upping your conditioning, per se, versus straight hypertrophy. I like things like EDT, escalating density training, and loading patterns for pure hypertrophy.
Okay. You know, and I'd like to ask you a question then, as long as we're kind of on this subject here. Recently, as a result of my experiment, I've started to pay a lot more attention to volume. And the fact that volume begets hypertrophy, and this has been discussed ad infinitum, and it does work, and there's no doubt about it. So I decided, you know, instead of building up to a couple really heavy working sets for very, very low repetitions, I think what I'm going to do is kind of do a quasi-EDT-esque type of a movement. But instead of using, antagonistic movements, I'm using movements that hit the same muscle groups, but just getting lighter and lighter. So in other words, like I trained legs the other day.
Yep.
And I know everybody's going to go, oh, you shouldn't do that. But I did do 45-degree leg presses.
Right.
And I did giant sets. I did a set of 10 to 12 45-degree leg presses, immediately moved to 10 to 12 leg extensions, immediately
yep.
moved to 10 to 12 seated leg curls, and then 90 seconds rest, and then immediately
yep.
sit back down and do this over and over again. And I did this 10 times. So I ended up doing 30 sets. Altogether, I ended up doing 100 reps of each movement altogether in about 47 minutes it took me to do that. And I was moving some considerable weight. I was using 11 plates on each side on the leg press, and I was going deep. My legs were coming all the way down to slightly past my chest, and I was doing full contractions on leg extensions and leg curls. I wasn't just flailing. My legs have never been this – I can't remember the last time my legs were that fatigued the same day I trained, first of all.
Yeah.
And I feel like my legs – now, maybe it's inflammation. You know, I don't know what it is, but I definitely noticed that my pants fit me differently the day after. It's the same pair of pants I wore the day before. My
yeah.
legs feel quite a bit pumped, and I've been doing this for all body parts. So what can I hope to achieve by doing this, and how long can I milk this before it stops working, you think?
Well, the answer to that question is you can do that as long as it takes your body to adapt to it. And it brings up the following point. What you've recently stumbled upon, right, is exciting. You've experimented with some higher volume training. And, you know, when you put 3/4 of an inch on your arms in one day as a result of one workout, you get excited. The danger here is becoming married to any one training philosophy and becoming such a zealot, and I made this mistake, that you want to use it exclusively to the detriment or, you know, ignoring other methods. The problem being, and you can see this with HIIT disciples, and I trained under Mentzer, so I fully understand it, many different training modalities have merit, but only as long as they take your body to adapt to them. And part of that is comes with body wisdom and training age. But a bigger part of it is knowing when to move on before your body has flatlined.
You know what? That's so. You're right, and I don't mean to stay there for a second, but you're so right. But how do you learn to stay just behind the curve?
Well, part of the reason why Blueprint is so successful, frankly, is it used time. It uses very specific timed phase shifts, such that you are kind of forced to move on before your body has flatlined. Without that kind of shell to work within, it takes many, many years of different training experience. Now, I will offer this. There are signs that your body and your brain will give you that you are approaching that time period where you're just done and your body's not going to respond anymore.
What are they?
A disinclination to train, difficulty sleeping, disturbed sleep patterns, changes in appetite, joints feeling achy, et cetera, more so than even the physical is the mental. When you are no longer mentally stimulated and excited to set foot in the gym, that is your biggest single indicator, in my opinion, that you need to make a change and you need to make it fast.
Okay. So people really need to pay attention to that. Now, I mean, I'm not using ultra lightweight to achieve these volumes, so I have to believe it's going to take my body a while to get acclimated to this, because my legs were so fatigued last night. For the first time, I had a hard time going up and down stairs. I can't remember the last time that happened to me.
Yeah.
So it's today, even my glutes hurt today.
The best thing to do is have an objective measure. A lot of the things you're discussing are subjective, and that's good. That's all well and good. But, you know, a tape measure and your resting pulse rate when you wake up in the morning tell you a lot more about how effectively you are adapting to any given training stimulus than a subjective, I feel, there's that word again, feel like this is good for me. You need to really learn to combine the subjective and the objective measurements such that you're able to move on to a more productive training stimulus before your body flatlines.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Chris May, okay? And we're going to get his question answered next. We're talking this hour with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. This is The Blueprint Power Hour. You know, a lot of people would charge for the information that Rob gives out for free here. And if you like what he's doing, you can show him that you like it by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad and buying a copy of The Blueprint yourself. And if you already have a copy of The Blueprint, then check out his new supplement, Synthogen. But it always pays to reward those who give freely in this life. And Rob Regish is one of those guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
bridge.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Put your hands on the speaker. You're going to get stronger. Remember those days when they used to have the revival on the radio and they would tell people, put your hands on your speakers. The Lord is talking to you.
It's a crusade, brother.
Rob Regish is talking to you. He's going to stimulate your muscle fibers. Now touch the speakers.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Chris May says, if following intermittent fasting, train fasted or go with BCAAs, if this was in the blueprint, I haven't gotten to it yet, or I haven't, or I have to read, because I have to read every page twice, because there is so much info on every page. All right, so that's a good complaint. BCAAs when training fasted, what do you think?
Yeah, it's largely dependent upon somatotype. I've spoken to this before, but the short answer is if you're a mesomorph or an endomorph, the likelihood is you may not need branched-chain amino acids if you're following intermittent fasting and training. They are mesomorphs and endomorphs are much less susceptible to muscle loss than ectomorphs. It's been my experience that ectos almost always will benefit from intra-workout branched-chain amino acid supplementation. And in the blueprint in 2.0, I spec out two specific branched-chain amino acid loading protocols. I won't give those away, but I will offer this. For those of you that have tried branched-chain amino acids in the past, usually they come in capsules and people will take milligram or maybe 5-gram amounts around a workout. That's really pissing in the wind, in my opinion. You know, once you get that up to about 20 grams, intra-workout, watch what happens. Tremendous benefit to recovery, intra-set recovery, and recovery from workout to workout. You'll keep your strength up better. And as we spoke to in the prior episodes, the branched-chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, if you are taking those in and they're in circulation while you are training, your body is much less apt to pull them and rob your muscle tissue of those three aminos. Instead, they're getting it through supplementation. So it's an excellent anti-catabolic strategy, particularly for ectomorphs and other hard gainers.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but BCAAs do have an insulinogenic response, don't they?
They do, and that's primarily due to leucine. It comes without the risk of fat gain that you would get from an equivalent surge in insulin from dextrose, for example.
But here's my question. I notice sometimes that if I take about 20 grams of BCAAs right before a workout,
yep,
and I'm training fasted,
yep,
I become dramatically more hypoglycemic in the first probably 15, 20 minutes that I get to the gym. It kind of levels out once I start training and other hormones come into play. But is that just me, or is that something people need to be aware of? If they're training, if they're fasted and they're dumping that insulinogenic response on them, doesn't that clear a lot of glucose out of the blood very quickly?
It will, and it goes back to this. You don't want to slam all 20 grams at once.
Ah, okay.
What you want to do is begin sipping on it during your warm-up sets. The branched chain aminos bypass liver metabolism and go directly into the bloodstream. So, in other words, don't get a bolus dose of 20 grams all at once. Sip it in between sets, beginning in your warm-ups, throughout the workout, and finish up the last third after the workout. I think what you're going to find is you won't get the same lightheaded dizziness type of effect.
I get anxious. I know when I'm hypoglycemic because I get real anxious. I get a sense of anxiety. And I know, yeah, right away, and I think to myself, oh, man, I'm having a hypoglycemic episode. But that's my mistake. I'm taking 20 grams. Literally, I'm throwing it in my mouth, washing it down with water, and then driving to the gym.
That'll make for an interesting drive, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go on. Gordon Woodward says, I take beta-alanine. By the way, I just started taking it also, Gordon. I take beta-alanine only on workout days. It works. My workouts go longer and are more intense than when I was off of it. I work out only 2 to 3 days a week. You mentioned before that beta-alanine needs to be taken every day. Also, if you have problems with whey, what is a good alternative?
This is an interesting question, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the beta-alanine studies, most of them have Dr. Jeffrey Stout's name all over them. They're excellent studies, and the early ones all pointed to the fact that you needed to take beta-alanine every day, and it was best to do so in divided doses,
right,
rather than one big dose per day.
Yeah, so you don't get the itchies.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. That's part of it. But if you think about it, this follows the early creatine research,
bingo,
which showed much the same. Much like creatine, there is evidence that's emerging that seems to indicate that you need far less than maybe what was originally thought. You know, I think the original studies were done with no less than 3 grams.
I've seen 3.4. 3.4 was the number. Right, right.
The some of the latest studies I've seen indicate that 1.6 gets you to the grocery store, so to speak. You know, it just takes a little bit longer. Now, insofar as why it's working for him on workout days and he's not taking it on off days, I suspect a good deal of that has to go back to the increased blood flow up to 400% plus during a workout that allows the beta-alanine to be carried into the muscle tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Like creatine, there is also evidence that consuming it with high glycemic carbohydrates and that causes an insulin surge will assist in carrying that into the muscle cell.
So, no, I wonder if stacking it with IGF-1 long R3 would have the same effect, because that has an insulinogenic response. I mean, it has an insulin mimicking effect. That's interesting.
It may very well. And other, you know, for that matter, things like taurine may also assist.
Professor Adel Moussa did a show one time on a variety of different amino acids, and as I recall, he discussed that taurine and beta-alanine have some sort of antagonistic effect on each other, and that one can actually block the uptake of the other or something. Now, I'm going from memory, and so if he's out there, maybe he can post something on my Facebook. Do you know anything about that?
I did. I read that article, and if I'm not mistaken, I'll go back and look, but if I'm not mistaken, he actually wound up questioning that assumption.
Ah, okay, okay.
But maybe we can get him to expound on that.
Yeah.
Gordon, as to your question about whey and looking for an alternative, the first thing I would be looking for as to, and I'm trying to read between the lines. If you are not tolerating your whey well, the first thing to look and check for is to see if it's a heat-treated whey. Mm-hmm. And we discussed that on a past episode. You know, when you pasteurize a whey and cook it into oblivion, like a lot of the cheap 5-pound bags of whey are, it's, you know, your first clue that you've got a cheap product, inferior product, is digestion, absorption, and assimilation issues. So that'd be my first thing. You know, look at that. If you suspect it's a heat-treated whey, try a quality, cold-processed whey. I think you'll see a difference. Beyond that, believe it or not, I would look, if you're interested in another high-quality protein, my next stop would be a high-quality micellar calcinate. I don't know if it's dairy that's the issue. If it is, you may want to look into pea protein.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes under the name of, I think, gamma protein or something like that. Now, you know, I'll say this. It doesn't taste all that great, but it is a high-quality vegetable source of protein that's far superior to soy. If I'm not mistaken, it's not, you know, lacking in any of the essential amino acids. You may find it of great benefit to use a lower amount of a quality whey or a caseinate and mixing it with that pea protein. They've come a long way insofar as flavoring of that pea. And it's actually, you know, it's not too, too bad. So I'm hoping those suggestions help.
I wish I could do Peter Griffin's voice right now. I go, he said pea.
It's not, and that's why they call it gamma protein.
Yeah, because obviously when people say, well, I'm using pea protein. Yeah. And it doesn't taste so bad after all. Anyway, but you know what? But you know what? I'm baffled by these kind of questions come up all the time. You know what protein no one ever talks about, and I am just baffled by this. Egg protein. You can buy a really high quality egg protein powder that has all the essential amino acids, plenty of leucine. It's really, in my humble opinion, when you look at it on the PDAACCCAACC scoring system, you know, whatever PDAC is, it's like it's as good as whey, and in fact, it's superior in some areas because it has a higher degree of some of the key amino acids. No one talks about egg protein. You can get, okay, I understand it doesn't always taste really great, but if it's flavored, it's okay. Why not just go for an egg protein?
Beverly International has done some great work in that area. They have some great proteins inclusive of egg. The real issue became this. Back in the day, Rio Blair's protein was a whole egg protein.
Before or after he started fooling around with soy protein?
You know, I'm not entirely sure,
okay.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
But the point being is, after that, most of the manufacturers pulled out the yolk. It was only egg whites, and then they cooked that into oblivion and denatured it, et cetera, et cetera. Now, interestingly enough, if you go to somewhere like True Protein, and I haven't done this, so I don't know if they have the product, but I've done it elsewhere, you can still order a whole egg protein, powdered protein, inclusive of the yolk. And interestingly enough, when I got this bag of it in the mail, my dog started going nuts. And they don't go nuts for the egg white protein.
Right, right.
And the yolk, by the way, as you know, contains many, many beneficial compounds beyond just everybody's concerned about the fats. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, and people need to realize back in the day when that company in Texas, I can't think of their name right now, came out with the myostatin inhibitor. It had follistatin in it. And this is something interesting. Vince Gironda insisted on eating fertilized chicken eggs.
Yeah.
Chickens that are laying eggs in the presence of a rooster, so that these chicken eggs can actually, if they were sat upon and waited, they would become chicks. Okay? Well, guess what Rick Green's product was that follistatin product. Fertilized chicken eggs are high in follistatin. Follistatin suppresses myostatin. Now look, I'm not going to get into the whole myostatin thing because you have to suppress myostatin by 90% or more 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to see the kind of muscle growth in already established mature muscle that everybody is dreaming of. But nonetheless, follistatin in and of itself has some muscle building benefits as well. So
yeah,
I think that if you can find chicken egg protein with yolks in it, and there's any chance that they were from fertilized chicken eggs, you've got a great product. That's a great protein powder right there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I used to buy, I used to buy a blend of whey and egg together. It was very gritty and almost sand-like, and it didn't mix really well. I mean, you had to stir it a lot. It was better off in a blender. But I got to tell you something. That stuff was fantastic, and I never got the queasy stomach from it or anything like that.
I remember it well. It was there is a certain fullness to the muscle tissue beyond just whey when you're taking an egg protein.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I remember it vividly.
Yeah, you know what? We have to take a break, and when we come back, we have Rob Haas has a question. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Get your copy of the Blueprint so you can follow along. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Did you know you can save 20% off Physique 2.0 when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN? Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Physique 2.0 banner ad today. I think they have a limit of up to 4 bags or 3 bags because obviously they don't want people to stock up with that kind of price discount. The stuff is fantastic. It really is. Also, Super DMZ has been advertised on this radio show for a very, very long time. And in the ad, I say, get yours while supplies last before the government adds it to the ban list. Well, Patrick Arnold, in his divine wisdom, did a two-part article identifying Super DMZ as a legitimate anabolic steroid. Obviously, as this information starts to circulate, I'm sure that the government will go after IMAG Labs and make them stop selling Super DMZ. So, like the ad says, get yours while the supply is last, because it probably isn't going to be around for very long.
It's not marketing.
I find it interesting that Pat Arnold bashes and goes after people who do something that made him famous. He made a complete living and reputation on working the edges of what was legal and the loopholes, and in some cases unabashedly committing outright crimes, which obviously what happened with the whole Balco thing, and now all of a sudden he's become the conscience of the industry, and this is something you see typically. I know a lot of guys. I don't keep in touch with them anymore, but I know a lot of guys who went into the witness protection program as well. And I can tell you that quite often when someone goes to jail, that's when they find religion. It's an odd thing. They don't find religion for 30 years on the street, but as soon as they're behind bars, God starts talking to them, and they just want to be out of there, and they want to do the right thing. And so I don't know.
I have a lot of mixed feelings about that myself. I know what you're saying. On the one hand, right, we want these tools available to those of us that are responsible and can use them responsibly. On the other hand, people have had legal issues and lost their freedom, and the market can be damaged by individuals that just start downing this stuff.
But that's not even my problem. That's not my problem. My problem is that Pat Arnold made a livelihood and a reputation on finding loopholes and skirting the law and introducing things. Pro-hormones, pro-steroids, 4-AD, all these things. I mean, he was working the edges of legality, and he made himself basically famous doing that, but he's decrying other people for doing it. And to me, that's kind of, I don't know, it's very hypocritical.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, so Super DMZ is legitimately, and keep in mind, Pat Arnold is a genius, okay? There's no discredit there. The guy's a genius.
And, no argument there.
Yeah. But so when he says it's a legitimate anabolic steroid, I guess you can take that to the bank. So I don't think Super DMZ is going to be around for much longer now that he wrote that scathing two-part article. So anyway, okay. With that being the case, let's move on to the question posed by Rob Haas. Any tips on identifying and strengthening a weak point? On the deadlift, for instance, for me, if I can get it off the ground, it's a done deal. I have no problem with the lockout. It's getting it to move those first few inches off the floor. Currently, I do conventional stance, but I'm considering trying sumo because it seems to be easier for me to get my hips lower. I'm thinking, since sumo is closer to the floor, closer to the foot positioning, I use for squatting, and I can currently squat more than I can deadlift. This might help. Thoughts?
Yeah, I do have thoughts. And Rob, it's an easy answer for me because I had the same issue that you did. First, it's certainly experimenting with the sumo style is worthy. That's a worthy experiment. Why? Because the bar has to travel not nearly as far, right? The distance that you have to pull it is much less by virtue of the fact that your feet are spread much wider. He seems to already be doing that in his squat stance, so that makes a lot of sense to me. What will help immensely, and this is the fix, is deadlifting from a deficit, meaning
bingo.
Either off of a block or something as subtle as using 35-pound weights instead of the 45s are going to dramatically increase your pulling power off of the floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, this works like nobody's business. I can remember having this sticking point. I can remember being frustrated beyond belief. I was trying to, you know, reverse engineer everything, and there it was. It's a simple answer. It's a simple fix, and it works, and it works fast, and it works well.
Okay, let's delve a little bit deeper. For people who don't understand what a deficit deadlift is, instead of the instead of your feet being on the same exact plane as the bottom of the plates, and therefore the bar is a certain height above the floor, you're either standing on a platform with the weights on the floor, so you're actually having to go down further and pull a greater distance from the starting point. Now, with that being said, if I was going to go to deficit deadlifts, let's say I'm doing doubles with 405, okay?
Yep.
And so 405 is not a problem, but getting up to, let's say, 455 seems to be my sticking point. What kind of weight do I start off with on a deficit deadlift? And is there ever too much of a deficit? I mean, is there a point of diminishing returns? Do I just have to be a few inches different than, a few inches not as deep as my normal stance? Or is it the more you increase that range, the greater strength you build?
Here, this is a great study, and you don't want to go to extremes. So in other words, you don't want that deficit to be too great. What I have found is as little as the difference between the diameter between a 35 and a 45-pound plate can make enough of a difference to get it off the ground, as well as, let's say, I've seen and experienced this deadlifting off of a block that's maybe 4 inches off the ground.
Okay.
You know, I would not go too much more than, let's say, 4 or 5 inches, because, you know, then you start getting into your hyperextending, right?
Yeah, you're compromising your lower back, perhaps.
Yes. And, you know, beyond that, speed deadlifts with bands, taking 50% of your one rep max and attaching bands will develop tremendous explosive power. You combine those two, sticking point, over.
now done. How much so if I was going to do deficit deadlifts, and let's say I was going to use 35-pound plates instead of 45s, which is probably going to give me about an inch and a half to 2 inch deficit from my starting point.
Yeah.
Should I use, and if I can pull 405 for a double and my sticking point is 455, what should I be training with in a deficit?
Start slow, 225.
Okay.
And gradually add weight from there. It's, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, right? An inch or two, maybe three. It doesn't sound like a lot, but you talk about life being a game of inches. Powerlifting is a game of centimeters. You know, bar placement, leverage points. It's a huge. It makes a huge difference. So go slow. Start with half the amount of weight at least, and then just progress from there.
And you know, I got to say something. I've always felt like the sumo deadlift was kind of cheating. And for the exact reasons you point out, it would be like sumo deadlifting in a competition where other people are using a traditional stance, a conventional deadlift. Sumo deadlifting is like board pressing to me. So in other words, if I can do a sumo deadlift, I only have to maybe move the bar 8 or 9 inches, where you have to move the bar 18 inches in a conventional deadlift. And that's the same thing of me saying, okay, you do a bench press with 500 pounds. I'm going to do a three board press with 500 pounds. And we're going to say that's the same thing.
Highly dependent upon body type and leverage points here. So here's an example. If you have really long legs, you're probably going to be a better sumo deadlifter. You know why? Because if you're using a conventional stance, it's that much farther that you have to go to stand up, right?
Right.
So on the other end of the spectrum, you know, if you have short legs, then, you know, most of those guys tend to do better with a conventional stance. The key is finding which one works for you. And, you know, that sticking point there, Rob, that you had on the bottom, I'd like you to get back to me in 3 weeks after implementing those few tips, and I'm willing to bet that will no longer be your sticking point.
Okay.
I'd love to hear it.
Let's go ahead. One more question, and then we'll go take another break. Sav Tav?
Yep.
Sav-T. Yep. Yeah, right. Okay. Hi, Rob. I started taking Craze as a pre-workout supplement. This stuff is amazing. I get full, intense workouts every time I train in the gym. My problem is I find it's very hard to sleep at night, sometimes none at all. I take two scoops around 4 p.m. Is there anything I can do to get more sleep? Typical to wake something like an antihistamine.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
you don't want that. Like NyQuil, anything OTC, standalone, allergy medicines.
Yeah, this is a typical issue with any thermogenic. I've gone through two bottles of Craze. I liked it too. Personally, it keeps my mind awake, you know, as much as it does.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Are you just using it in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that problem unless I take it too late in the day.
Right. And that's true for most thermogenics. So, the cycle that a lot of guys get into, and it's a bad one, is to take, you know, a downer to counter an upper. And typically that's something like an antihistamine, like diphendramine, which is the active in NyQuil, or other stuff to kind of knock themselves out. Now, it, that works, but, you know, let's face it, there are downsides to
well, you're not really sleeping. Just because you have your eyes closed for 8 hours doesn't mean you're getting recuperative, reparative sleep. You're not going through all of the cycles of sleep when you use those things. This is well established.
So there are a couple different things you can do, one of which is quieting the mind, which I'll get to in a different answer. But, with respect to getting a good night's sleep on these nights where you've used Craze later in the day, personally, I like to use GABA and or melatonin. And there's a lot of information in the blueprint, particularly in 3.0, about how we use GABA to elevate growth hormone levels, you know, fourfold prior to the workout. Another amino acid you may be interested in looking into is glycine. Likewise, it has a calming effect on the body, and of course melatonin, which is well known. The problem in particular with these amino acids is, in order to cross the blood-brain barrier, it needs to be wide open. In other words, if you have eaten a protein-rich meal recently, the other large neutral amino acids that are in circulation will compete with GABA and glycine and win for entry into the brain. It'll be washing out their effects. GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, which is a fancy way of saying it's going to calm you down. It's going to allow you to get some rest. The preferred solution, in my mind, is either making sure that you have a wide open blood-brain barrier, or if that's not practical, a transdermal application of something that I refer to as the recipe in the Blueprint 3.0. It's just a home brew transdermal that will carry anything with a molecular weight of under 500 through the skin gradually and release it into the bloodstream. And that's important because, as you see with the H-Force melatonin patch, you take melatonin pills right before. I've done this. You take them before you go to sleep. I'm awake again in 3 hours,
right?
And it's hard to get back to sleep because the melatonin has hit, it's done its thing, and then it's
Also, there's another thing that happens that people don't realize, but when you take supplemental melatonin, the pineal gland backs off. So You take 3 milligrams of melatonin, and you fall asleep, and the pineal gland is not in gear. Now, when the melatonin wears off in the middle of the night, the pineal gland goes, oh, man, I guess we need to get busy. And by the time it responds, you've awakened already. So it's one of those things that if you don't have something that is continually delivering the way the pineal gland does, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night.
Right. So, I mean, personally, what I do, I use the recipe, which is, it's in the Blueprint 3.0, to carry amino acids, including GABA and glycine, and melatonin through the skin. And recall, the recipe will carry anything with a molecular weight of 500 or under into the bloodstream. And it just so happens, GABA's molecular weight is but 183, glycine's is 75, and melatonin's is 232, which explains why the H-Force patch works so well.
Yeah.
So, you know, those would be my recommendations. It's always preferable to fall asleep on your own. And there are ways of quieting the mind, which I'll get into in Sean Buffington's question later.
Okay.
Those would be my preferred solutions.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with more of Rob Regish during this Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Recognize Muscle Gage Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gage banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow we've got a great show planned. We're going to have Dennis Weiss and the famous Wayne D'Amelio on. And we are going to pay our homage to the passing of Robert Kennedy. During the second hour, the godfather of the pineal gland, Dr. Russell Ritter, who has authored close to 1,000 individual studies, peer-reviewed studies on melatonin, the primary hormone of the pineal gland, lectures all over the world. He'll be on the show giving us the update on what's going on with melatonin. And Casual Friday is already at work building a great show. Elisa Profumo's working very hard. And we're going to talk about this speculation that Monsanto's income fell by almost 50% from last year. this year. They lost over $1 billion supposedly because of their seed business isn't doing well. I don't think that's why they lost $1 billion. I think it's because people are tired of eating genetically modified food, and Monsanto is scrambling to assuage their investors who are really upset that they can't get us to eat their crap. So I say bravo. I hope that their income falls another 50% by next year, and soon Monsatan will be a thing of the past.
They're making us an experiment, Carl.
Yeah, I know. It's really, you know what? I read the article in the New York Times, and they're saying, oh, it's because farmers don't trust us, and we need better price points, and blah, blah, blah. And no, it has nothing to do with that. The consumers don't want to eat the stuff. That's what it is. That's why the farmers aren't growing the stuff, because consumers don't want to eat the stuff. It's working. We're voting with our dollars. It's working. And you know what? I don't want to see Monsanto go out of business. I want them to start growing things that we want, you know, non-genetically modified foods, things that, you know, that we can eat that don't make us sick. Get out of the corn business, you know, start working on things that we need to help make this country healthy.
Amen.
Stop asking Bill Gates for money too, because he knows nothing about nutrition. You ever seen the guy? My God, he looks like if you sneezed, he'd blow over.
Send them some whey.
Yeah, send them some whey protein. There you go. And some Synthogen and a set of Dan Lurie's old dumbbells and the little book that came with it. Okay, let's start out. Sebastian Forrester says, hey, Rob. Boy, it's hard to read these little ones. In the last show, you were talking about fasting. Do you have experience with Ori Hofmeckler's Warrior Diet, and what is important to be aware of when max strength is the goal? Pre, during, and after workout nutrition. I'm a power lifter, and I train with Jim Wendler, his 5-3-1. Sometimes my recovery as an ectomorph is challenging. Furthermore, what are the shipping costs to Germany for the blueprint?
Okay, great questions. Sebastian, to answer your question, I have a lot of practical experience with the Warrior Diet. In fact, when I first saw it, it was published in an article on testosterone.net. I think it was 1999. And I was absolutely intrigued by what I read because it was counter to everything that we've all been taught. So I gave it a run, and I stayed on it for 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a run.
And I learned a lot of things the hard way. And I'll share those with Sebastian and everyone else now. First, as an ectomorph, I think you do absolutely need to be on guard for muscle loss when initiating these types of fasting diets. As I stated before, ectomorphs are certainly more prone, I think, to catabolism while you're fasting, especially when your body is still making the adjustment and there's that cortisol backlash. Now, in time, the body does learn how to deal with that, but there are a couple things that you need to be aware of. What I ultimately found with the Warrior Diet was that it was best not used exclusively. This is like training, right? We talked before about training stimulus. Not necessarily used exclusively, but it's a tremendous tool to use when rotated with traditional bodybuilding style eating every 2 to 3 hours, high-protein carbohydrate meals. Because one diet lends a greater punch to the other one. Now, there's tremendous merit in Ori's diet. You know, there is much to be gained by fasting. Professor Andrew has written some fantastic articles, Intermittent Thoughts on Intermittent Fasting, over there at supuniversity.com.
Subversity.com.
Subversity. You know, improved insulin sensitivity, much more efficient utilization of protein by the body when you're doing that. But again, you know, everything has merit, but not, you know, exclusively all the time.
Kind of like your response to my volume training. All of a sudden, that, you know, you don't make it all you do, right?
Very much so. So here's what I would recommend. The short answer. Start with 3 days of the Warrior Diet, rotated with 3 days of traditional bodybuilding style every couple hours, high protein, high carbohydrate, let's say low fat diet. And in particular, as an ectomorph, you want to time that with your exercise. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ori himself recommends for people that are into the power sports having a small pre-workout meal, and then I haven't seen his latest thoughts on training, you know, whether it's completely fasted or having something during the workout. I personally very much like to have the essential amino acids and other goodies in circulation while I train. And then afterwards, initiating that bodybuilding overfeeding. And in particular, the 2 hours post-workout are when the muscle cell is wide open, and it's like a sponge. It's going to absorb glucose. It's going to be much more receptive to the amino acids and the other goodies that you're consuming during that time. So, again, warrior diet, tremendous strategy to upregulate insulin sensitivity and efficient use of protein. Even better if you can use that to lend more punch to overfeeding as an ectomorph so that you can ramp up muscle growth. Start with 3 days of each, and over time you will learn to dial in how many days of each style of eating is optimal for your physiology.
Cool. Okay, this one is Sean Buffington. He says, hey, Rob, here's one for you. You don't often talk about the mental aspect of training, so I'd love to hear some ideas on how to improve the so-called mind-muscle connection.
This is a fantastic question, and I did not have the answer to this until I ordered Brooks Kubik's book on dinosaur bodyweight training. Now, I figured I was just getting a book on bodyweight training. Let me tell you, folks, well worth the money. You get a lot more than just a list of exercises, body weight exercises, including a roadmap on how to cultivate the mind-muscle connection.
Really?
I'm not going to give it all away to respect Brooks's work. I'm
right.
An author himself. But he brings up an incredibly pertinent point, and it is this. In today's information age, scientists have determined that we have lost our ability to focus, okay? I don't know about you, but I've had it up to here with home phones, work phones, cell phones, email, and when that's not fast enough, instant messenger while you're on a conference call.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I was busy picking my nose, texting, and scribbling at the same time.
Okay, by the time you get home, you know, you're shot. Let's face it, you're shot. So what Brooks does is he lays out a very, I think it's a brilliant series of not just mental exercises to quiet the mind, but also later integrates those with tying your mind to contracting a muscle group while you're doing it. So let me just give you one example. For 10 minutes tonight before you go to bed, shut down every piece of electronic gadgetry that you have. Take a blank piece of paper, draw a circle, and put a black dot in the middle of it. Focus on that black dot, riveting your attention on it for 10 minutes.
That's a long time to do something like 10 minutes.
It is. And we live in a society, let's face it, where we stand in front of microwaves, look at 5 minutes on the thing as it counts down, and think, gosh, I can't wait that long.
Yeah, right.
This, you know, by blocking everything else out, or at least trying to, you develop very strong powers of concentration. I did this yesterday. You're going to hear planes going over. You're going to hear cars going by. You gently but firmly push those things out of your mind and focus on that dot. And as the days and the weeks roll by, what you're going to notice is this. It vastly improves your ability to contract multiple muscle groups. Brooks calls it co-contraction when you're training in the gym. De facto, you are a much stronger person and send a much stronger signal to the muscle to grow.
Yeah, and you know what? We did a show one time. I'm trying to think, I forget what the topic was, but the author of a study, I asked her, I said, what do you think the most damaging thing to cognition and brain function is? She said number one was anesthesia. clearly sets the brain back dramatically. But number two is multitasking. I said, really? Yeah. I said, I would think that multitasking was good for the brain because your exercise. She goes, no, it actually causes a disarrangement of thought process because your brain can only think of one thing at a time. We think that the brain can do thousands of, no, the processor in your brain can only do one thing at a time, but the brain has an amazing ability to do something called sampling. So when you're doing three things, it's constantly going, I'm looking at that, I'm looking at that, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that, I'm looking at that, and it keeps sampling back and forth, and it does this so rapidly that you feel like you're focusing on three things at one time, but you're not. And when you do that often enough, which we all do every day, because somebody right now is listening to my show at their desk while they're typing an email to somebody, okay?
Yeah.
When you do that often enough, the brain starts to become disarranged in thought process. It becomes harder and harder to have single thoughts. So to that person that's typing that email and listening to my show right now, stop typing that email. Keep listening to the show.
No. Stop right now and just
do not turn the show off.
Stop. Just stop right now and consider the effect that that life by fire drill has on your ability to quiet your mind and sleep.
Yeah.
Right? Back to the question about how do I get to sleep after a hard day's work and a hard workout. A huge part of that is quieting your mind.
Yeah.
And this exercise not only will help you in the gym, but it's going to help you sleep. And if there's one thing that's anabolic and grows muscle, it's sleep.
That's the God's honest truth. We have to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we have one last question from Dennis Rogowski. Okay? And we're going to answer that question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Go to superhumanradio.com and get your copy of the Blueprint today. Don't wait another minute. Stay focused now. Just keep thinking about it. Go to the website, click the banner ad, order the blueprint, order the blueprint, order the blueprint. Be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gains. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Uh-oh, it's raining. Gonna have to call the show early today. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. We saved the best for last. Dennis Rogalski. Did I pronounce that name right, Rob?
Yeah, I think you did. Okay. I hope you did.
Okay. Sorry, Dennis, if I didn't. Do you have any experience with sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, or calcium bicarbonate, Tums, for buffering? Adele Musa has addressed this, but I believe you recommend another supplement for this same purpose. And let's just talk about where this came from. There's quite a few different studies out there that show that using these bicarbonates buffers blood pH, reduces the production of lactic acid, and is especially useful for endurance athletes more than anything else. But it carries a bad side effect. I mean, the sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, taken in the doses that you have to take it in to buffer the blood pH, also sends you to the bathroom for long periods of time, yeah. Buffering the water pH in the toilet. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
This is a great question. I did see Professor Andrews' article.
By the way, we refer to him as Adele Musa. He is now... He is now using his real name, and so it is Adele Musa. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I saw Adele's article on this. The short answer is yes, I do have experience with this. As a matter of fact, I first came across this information back when Dr. Michael Colgan published his book, Optimum Sports Nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an entire chapter, in fact, devoted to that at the time, and it revolved – largely around Phosfuel at the time, because I think he was associated with Twin Lab or at least was, you know, writing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Although, to be fair, he discussed the merits of baking soda as well, bicarbonate.
Right.
So when I came across that information, I put it into practice immediately and experienced what you just referred to, which is this. When you are loading, in particular with sodium bicarbonate, the dosage threshold specified at the time, it was an acute dose about an hour before exercise in the amount of 0.3 grams per kilogram of body weight. So to put this into perspective for all of our friends here in the United States that deal in pounds, a 175-pound athlete would have to ingest 24 grams.
That's a big dose.
Yes. Okay. And needless to say... there is a massive gastrointestinal disturbance to the point where I hope you have plenty of Charmin with you before you hit the track.
I experimented with this, and it was I went to the gym, and I couldn't train. I ended up spending the whole time, and I'm not joking about this. I spent the whole time in the bathroom and never got to train. I thought, oh, you know, F this. I'll never do this again. This is ridiculous.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, there was a recent thesis that was published at the California Polytechnic State University looking at the effect of combining creatine and sodium bicarbonate. The full study is going to appear shortly in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. So the theory here is that bicarbonate loading neutralizes lactic acid and therefore delays the muscle from shutting down under acidic conditions, let's say.
Right.
So as we look at this, again, the prior recommendations were for an acute loading before the event. What the difference was in this paper and the soon-to-be-published study was that instead of ingesting all of that 0.3 grams per kilogram of body weight an hour before the event, they instead ingested 0.5 kilograms per kilogram of body weight, which would be about 40 grams for a 175-pound athlete.
Right.
But spread that out over 2 days and 4 doses.
Mm.
So what they found was, by doing that, it alleviates the bathroom issues. And there was an observed effect, positive effect, in this was sprinters, I believe it was, in total force output and magnitude of force output, you know, well above and beyond the group that received the placebo. So if you're going to pull out that box of Arm & Hammer and go to work, I would highly recommend combining it with creatine over 2 days in that fashion, spread out over 4 doses. Now, further, I would opt for dicreatine malate here. The reason being that malates are part of the Krebs cycle, and researchers have determined that it contributes to energy production through the Krebs cycle. It's a little more efficiently absorbed than monohydrate. You don't have the same gastrointestinal issues. So, you know, I'm hoping that that tip works.
But what? But why not just go for the beta alanine? Doesn't it do the same thing as far as buffering lactate? Blah 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 blah.
Well, you know, it does, and that gets to my best solution here. My best answer to this, if you really want to go about buffering hydrogen ions and pH and muscle and getting the performance benefit, is this. The first strategy I would use is either using beta-alanine alone or my preferred solution, beta-alanine plus orotic acid, which I use in Synthogen, which will gradually build greater carnosine levels and buffering capacity in the muscle tissue. In fact, beta-alanine alone, I've seen in one study at the 10-week mark, resulted in an 80% increase in muscle carnosine concentrations.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So that's one half of the strategy. The other, instead of the bicarbonate loading and some of the issues that come along with that, instead of having to do that over 2 days before an event, I have found that using IP6, which I discussed on a prior episode,
acetyl-hexaphosphate,
and creatine in your pre- and intra-workout drink in the amount of about 2 to 3 grams each, will deliver a much more acute and noticeable effect on day one. You know, especially if you're training quickly in between sets, it really does a nice job of squelching the lactic acid accumulation.
Right.
IP6 is, in my opinion, much better tolerated than sodium bicarbonate. It's much easier on the system. It goes to work faster. There's no loading protocol involved, et cetera, et cetera. And again, the dicreatine malate, if you're going to use a standalone creatine, I like that, again, because to be precise, the part of the Krebs cycle that it affects is it helps convert glucose into ATP. So one final tip on this. Interestingly enough, a glass of apple juice contains as much as a gram of malate.
Really?
So if you're sitting on a boatload of creatine mono and you don't want to order the dicreatine malate, it may be helpful to mix that up in a cup or two of apple juice
to give you
the malate.
Apples keep coming back around as being very, very helpful and healthy. So there you go.
Very much so.
I think we actually covered all the questions this time.
Yeah. It's a good thing, too, because they keep rolling in, so we can get to even more on the next episode.
Okay. And look forward to Rob Regish's upper arm blasting workout to be one of the first audio seminars in the Superhuman University series that will be coming soon. We've got Brooks Kubik planned for one. We've got really, really, really a great group of whatever you want to call them, instructors, professors, and we're going to put together these series to give you results in a variety of different areas. And, hey, listen, 3/4 inch on your upper arms is nothing to sneeze about. Especially for those of you who are like me and seem to, you know, the upper arm development seemed to be elusive. The strength is there for me. It just was never the size that followed. So Rob Regish has helped me break that plateau, and we'll be teaching you more about that. Rob, anything else we have to talk about before we break?
No, I just want to thank you and thank the audience. You know, I continue to get great feedback, and it's just it's a privilege to help guys and help you.
So interestingly enough, we have a listener in California, and his last name is Tisdale. I'll say that. I think it's Tisdale. Okay, his first initial is there, but I always forget what his first name is, and I apologize for that because he emails me all the time. He's a great guy. He said, by the way, he's listening right now. He says, by the way, I like these segments with Rob. He really comes across as a person who wants you to succeed in fitness. You know what? That's the God's honest truth.
So. That's, you know, if your motivation is anything but that in this business, then find something else to do.
Oh, I got to go find something else to do now? Oh, okay, never mind. All right, look, Rob, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right, talk to you soon.
It.
And we will see everybody tomorrow. We have a great show planned. Don't miss it when we pay homage to the passing of Robert Kennedy. And we have Dr. Russell Ritter, the godfather of the pineal gland, on tomorrow to reinvestigate some new research on melatonin. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.